shows with my friend Charlie. Pride who came out on his holly.
Christmas, and welcome to another Yeah, I Said It podcast special Christmas motherfucking edition. I'm Jesse Shadoose, and as always, in the co-pilot seat of the Star Destroyer Executor, we gonna be fucking up your planet this holiday season, Mr.
Kamal Alta.
Fuck yeah, baby. Merry Christmas, man.
What are you? Oh, dude, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing awesome, man. I love this time of the year. I really do.
Me too.
You know, everybody's in a better mood. We're hanging out, getting close with the fam and everything. I enjoy it, man. I enjoy it immensely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound like you enjoy it. Like, I enjoy it immensely. Yeah. All right, Corbin,
well,
Dallas.
No, look. I haven't got to see my family yet.
Oh, I know.
So, you know, I'll definitely be in full agreement then, but right now.
Shit, we just got righteous. And we're ready to deck them halls.
Well, I got my drink sitting here with me.
I got my Cavathier cognac right here.
Diet ginger ale.
Hell yeah. And we're going to have fun. And we're going to have fun this Christmas, man. Like, you know, I was thinking, man, wouldn't it be awesome if Samuel L. Jackson had a Christmas special?
I think it'd be fantastic.
You know, like the fireplace is roaring and it's like NBC Family proudly presents a Sam Jackson Christmas. Merry Christmas, motherfuckers! I'm Sam Jackson, and welcome to my motherfucking Christmas special. If you don't like it, fuck you. And while I'm at it, happy fucking Kwanzaa.
Oh, that's Sam Jackson.
Yeah.
And his F-bombs.
AK-47. When you absolutely gotta eliminate every motherfucker in the room, except no substitutes. Even on Christmas. Wrap that shit and put it under your tree.
He says the F word so much it doesn't even mean anything anymore.
No, it's ridiculous.
It's just some word that comes out of his mouth, that's it.
So, I was talking to this guy at work, and, well, he was telling me how, his little, like, 6-year-old kid, you know, they finally, was asking the questions about the Santa, you know? Now, so they finally, you know, broke it to him that there was no Santa Claus. And he's like, my kid wouldn't talk to us for like 2 days. Like, he was, you know, up in his room.
Yeah,
and
that's when the kid finds out the parents have been lying to him all along.
Well, see, that's what I'm getting at, though. I think it's totally more fucked up to tell your kids that there's this guy named Santa Claus that comes to your house, okay, comes down the chimney and leaves you presents and stuff if you're a good boy or a good girl and whatever. And then, basically, destroy the magic for them at a certain age. Like, rob them of that innocence that they had in believing in this fairy tale, like, you know, story of this guy.
Yeah, but I think what would affect the kid even more is, you know, my parents are always telling me not to lie, and
well, that too.
Way to go, you're lying to me.
Like, yeah, well, and then, yeah, what kind of example does that set?
A shitty one.
Right, exactly. But it's also like shattering this, it's always like shattering this kid's, like, you know, belief. That's why I say when I have kids, Fuck Santa Claus, okay? I'm from the get-go, my kids are going to know mom and dad worked hard to get you these presents, okay?
You're damn right.
You think I'm going
to... Why the hell would you give that credit to somebody else?
That's what I'm saying.
Somebody that doesn't even exist.
Yeah, you think I'm going to give a credit to a fat fucking elf? You must be out your damn mind.
I worked my ass off this year. Yeah. I came across a little extra money.
Yeah.
You've been, you know, a shining example of what I want you to be, and...
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah,
here's
Merry
for your
Christmas.
Hard work, and those smiles... That's for my hard work. That's how it goes.
Yeah. Fuck Santa Claus. And, you know, like, and you leave this guy milk and cookies and shit? Like, you know, dad comes in and needs them.
Yeah, of whatever. Course. While setting up the little train track or leaving presents or whatever.
You know. How fucked up would it be, like, you know, you tell your kid, like, your kid finds out, you know, Santa's not real and he's like... You're like, no, Santa Claus isn't real, but I saw him in the living room. Well, son, that was me dressed up as Santa Claus. Yeah, but you don't have black hair, so who was fucking mommy underneath the Christmas tree? Like, oh, shit.
It was old man Withers.
Yeah.
Who ran the old abandoned amusement park.
And I would have got away with it, too, if it wasn't for you pesky kids. Dagnamic. It was always some fucking, like, old dude. That's what was cool about Scooby-Doo. There was never any supernatural anything. It was always some asshole trying to get over on something. And fucking, they found it out.
I love the part of the show where they're actually explaining how they did it.
Right.
Well, how do you explain this? How do you explain that? It was always some crazy shit like, I used a flashlight and a piece of cheese.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, Scoob. I can't do that guy's voice. Shaggy.
Like, I'm starving.
They were some serious stoners, man. They were fucking baked all the time.
They always made these bomb-ass sandwiches. I never saw them actually eat one.
No, you know, that's true. But Scooby didn't. Scooby did.
Yeah, he would do the whole trick where he's, like, doing the balancing act.
And it would go
act,
right down his
he
throat.
He would, like, throw it up and it all come down his throat.
Right down his throat, man.
Oh, fuck. All that meat, just a slug.
Like, okay, but what was the blonde guy's name with the ascot? Fred? It was Fred.
I think it was Fred, yeah.
Yeah. Fred, I always thought, like, I wanted to see, like, you know, like, 10 years later and Fred and Velma are at a gay club fucking getting down. Because, you know, Fred was flaming hot.
Yeah.
Super gay. Nobody wears an ascot. I don't think gay people wear ascots, so he was, like, even bad for gay. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was like... Like, gay guys would walk by and go, wow, what a fag. Who told him it was okay to wear white after Labor Day? Jesus. You know, like, totally see that shit happening.
And what is the deal with that anyway? Wearing white after Labor Day?
I guess because it's supposed to be fall colors at this point. So, like, everything, white's all cool until the fall. It's some stupid fashion faggotry shit. I don't know what it's all about.
I don't see the point. If you want to wear a certain color, or... Yeah.
Oh, somebody forgot to turn his phone off during the Christmas
sure
special.
Ugh.
Hey, it's called airplane mode.
Yeah, sorry, folks.
Ah, ha, ha.
Yeah, that was my...
little Yuletide fuck up.
Why is it doing this to me?
All right, fuck the shit. Put the fucking phone on silent.
I'm doing it. Stop. Stop yelling at me.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
fucking
ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus Christ.
This guy just got himself a smartphone. I've upgraded.
Yeah.
And, the worst has happened. I've become a phone person.
I told you it would happen.
I have become a phone
person. I told you it would happen. You can't stop.
Anytime I'm having a conversation with somebody and something comes up that I'm just curious about, Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Yeah, at my fingertips. Actually, more often than not, in the little pocket on my hip.
Yeah.
But I can bring it to my fingertips with the quickness.
Well, you know what I love about it now, though? Is, like, you can instantly win a fucking argument. It's like, well, we're going to Google that shit,
oh,
motherfucker.
That's bullshit. I don't buy it. Oh, yeah?
Well, let me show you right here.
Right here. Bow. What's that?
And what's that say?
What's that?
I do believe that says that's $10 in my pocket. Thank
you. That's not my little lie box.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
Internet says so.
Yep. Go fuck yourself. But anyways, so... We're going to go eat Chinese tomorrow for Christmas, man. Me and the whole fam, we decided on Chinese food. We're going to hit the buffet, man, and load up. But I think it's going to be awesome. I swear to God, I hope I get there, and they are doing, like, a Christmas story and going, I mean, like, deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra. I will fucking die. I'll fucking die. You're like, well, welcome, come on in, Merry Christmas. I'm ready, dude, fucking Chinese food. No muss, no fuss.
Hey, you'll be hungry by the time you're opening presents. Everybody's belly's going to be like...
Well, that's the morning time when we're opening presents.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, by the afternoon, it's Chinese time, brother. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a good day tomorrow, man. Christmas is always a good time, so what are your folks doing? What's going to happen out there?
Actually, I'm going to be pleasantly surprised. I'm just going to stop by. I think my sister and nephew are going to be stopping by as well. So
very cool.
Yeah.
You know, and this is an awesome time, man, because it's one time where everybody can really get, like, a family and an extended family, and everybody comes together. And that's what Christmas means to me, man, is being with my family, enjoying close friends' company, and just enjoying the spirit of the holiday and having a good time. And, you know... For whoever's religious, you know, that's your religious time. For me, it's just a good time to spend with family and friends. And Christmas can mean many things to many people. And that's what's so great about it. Is you don't have to believe, you know, hey, this is Jesus' birthday to enjoy Christmas. Christmas can be secular, you know, and that's cool, man. Everybody can enjoy it.
Yep.
That's why I say, take Christ out of Christmas. Make it a holiday for everybody.
Just call it Mass.
Yeah. Call it X-Mass.
It's going to end up being like this huge rave.
Yeah.
Mass.
X-Mas.
Mass.
X-Mas. Take some X-Mas. Take some X-Mas.
Oh, I'm so... happy.
Yeah, be like, yo, man, I'm decking the halls. Rub me, man.
Somebody get my shoulders.
Yeah. Oh, break out that Vicks inhaler. Blow in my eyes. Oh, that's fucking awesome. Whoa, 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 ho, 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 ho. Oh, well, while we're in such some good spirits, man, let's put on a little music, man. A little Yeah, I Said It music, man, for the Christmas season.
An original piece?
An original piece, man. I recorded this a couple of days ago. So here we go, everybody. Enjoy.
Busty the Dope Man has a different kind of snow. All the kiddies like to snort way up their nose. Frosty the Dope Man keeps a straw right by his side, so wherever he goes all the children know that he's down to do a line. There must have been some Colombian gold in that old top hat they found, 'cause when they put it on his head, he set up shop in town. Down by the schoolyard with a fat sack in his hand, selling here and there and at the county fair, saying catch him if you can. Frosty the Dope Man is as cool as he can be, and he sells some joy to the girls and boys for a nominal fee. Down through the alleyway until they saw a goddamn cop, and Frosty totally played it cool till he heard him holler stop. Frosty the Dope Man knew the heat were on their way, so he waited by saying, don't you cry, we'll do a line again one day. Oh, snippity, snip, snip, snippity, snip, snip, look at Frosty go. Oh, snippity, snip, snip, snippity, snip, snip, a whole nose full of blood.
How about that Frosty the Dope Man? Huh?
Good stuff, buddy. You know, I've actually heard you sing that for years. It's different hearing it, like, already recorded with the music and everything.
With the music and stuff now. Yeah, I mean, I've been wanting to do a whole Christmas album for years, and I've just recently acquired all the means to be able to record this stuff. And it's not the best quality, but I made it intentionally, like, a little bit messed up. Like, you can hear the scratching in the voice and stuff. I wanted it to sound kind of old, so... Like, it was like, oh, man, you're in that old school
like
Christmas special.
Take.
Yeah, like a one take, yeah. But I dig it, man. It's like fuck Casio keyboard.
Was it one take?
It was one take.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, I've known these songs forever, man. You know? But yeah, dude.
Every year, anytime I'm hanging out with this guy around this time of year, one of these songs will come on. Just a Christmas classic.
Yeah.
And he just... He takes the lyrics to such a dark place.
Well, for today, I haven't had the chance to put this on music yet, but I'll give you a little something like, lick on my, stroke on my, suck on my cock, play with my balls while I diddle your twat. Now that you're blowing, we're having some fun. The seasonal fuck has begun. So giddy up, slob my knob, work on that meat. I'll fuck you around the clock. Make my balls tingle when I shoot my skeet. That's how you work on a cock. Doesn't that get you in a Christmas mood? Doesn't that just set you up right? I think so.
Oh, and it never gets old. It never gets old,
no,
ladies
man.
And gentlemen. This guy, he'll take any song, really.
Anyway, really, any song.
But, you know, it's the season.
Yeah.
It's these seasonal songs that you only hear once a year.
Look, Weird Al Yankovic ain't got shit on me. I'm calling that motherfucker out.
Straight up.
I'm telling you right now. Give me that kind of budget in the studio and I'll fucking turn some real shit out. They won't put my shit on the radio.
I don't know. Amish Paradise was pretty hot.
Amish Paradise was damn good. It was really good. And eat it.
Yeah. He's all breathing in the camera.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. He's like, just eat it. Eat it. Oh, man. I fucking love it, man. But you know what? They don't play on TV anymore, and I'm really kind of appalled, actually.
Music videos.
Well, besides music videos, during the holidays, the Christmas time, they don't play those old Christmas specials that we watched as kids. Like,
every
I can
year they've been kind of slowly filtering them out. Like, they'll play 3 1 year, and then the next year they'll only play one. Where's the other two? And
yeah, dude. Like, I didn't see the Claymation Rudolph stuff last year, or the Island of Misfit Toys.
The last time I saw them actually airing those was when I watched TV about maybe 3 4 years ago.
Yeah, like they're like really not putting them on TV anymore, and it's like that shit is a fucking classic, man. And you know, I don't really give a shit if you didn't grow up with those. Like that shit can translate.
Yeah.
Like if little kids were watching that as youngsters, they'd have the same affinity for it as we do.
Yeah.
It's whatever you're exposed to as a child. Like that shit is good. And it's different. It's not something that they would see now. It's very unique. The stop motion animation stuff was
thing.
It was very cool, man. But, I found it online. I'm downloading it off the Pirate Bay as we speak. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Get the fuck out of here!
Yeah, it's coming. It's going so slow right now, but it's downloading, man.
Oh.
Somebody put it on. I knew it would happen this time of year, and I will soon be the proud owner of the Star Wars Holiday Special. The most coveted Star Wars special
ever.
Well, the only Star Wars special, I think.
Yeah, I've seen clips of it. It's terrible. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to watch it.
First appearance of Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Yep. Was in the
holiday. And
he actually
only had, I think, 3 fingers.
Did he really?
Well, not including the thumb, of course.
Oh, right.
They did the whole, instead of 5 fingers.
They're celebrating Wookiee Life Day, which is like, you know, basically their kind of holiday Christmas deal, but it's not Christmas, obviously. But, like, fucking B. Arthur's in it, and, like, what's his name? Not Oh, yeah, Stevie Wonder and shit, I believe, is in it. I know Shaka Khan's in it for sure, I think. Shaka Khan's in it. Like, she does a little number.
I know, but she's in it for sure, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've seen it once before, but it's been a long time. Anyway, like, it's really, really bad. Like, it is horrendously bad.
I heard there was a part where, like, they're doing Wookiee speak between Wookiees.
With it's not, no fucking translation.
No captions, no translation. No. You're trying to understand what the hell they're yapping on about. I can't wait.
Oh, dude. And there's some weird creatures and shit like that that never appeared in anything other
Yeah, than there that. Was a guy that was dressed up at Celebration as this weird green-looking thing with a little tuft of feathers coming out the top of his head.
Yeah.
The rest of his head was bald.
It was like a plant
And we were like, kind of costume. Dude, we know us some Star Wars. What the fuck is that?
Yeah,
like,
he called me out
like,
on it.
Well, obviously you don't know Star Wars. This is from the Christmas special, duh. I was like,
oh, this bro, motherfucker.
All of like five people have seen that shit. Seriously? You're gonna give us the duh? Nah.
Yeah.
Sorry about it.
Yeah, that kind of pissed me off. I was like, dude, I know me some wars. And now I feel like I didn't know some more because that, fuck, he was completely right. You know, like it fucking hurt. Yeah, it fucking hurt my pride,
being
man.
Being on the other end of it, huh?
Yeah, I've never been on that end of it. Especially when it comes to Star Wars, I've never been, I'm like, motherfucker, really? Damn. All right,
well, fucking. Well, now the universe has expanded to a point where I actually have a hard time keeping track.
I make it a mission to keep track. It's like really I own all of the in like Star Wars encyclopedias, the character guides and all of that shit, man. All that stuff. Like I read it. Like,
so what even happened to like the quality of Star Wars games?
Well, they've gotten better. I mean, the Old Republic is really good. Which, oh, they're doing Life Day in the Old Republic, man. They're giving free like stuff for Life Day, like props and stuff like that. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, so I'm logging on Christmas, man, in Life Day. Yeah, special like flares and stuff to shoot up in the sky for fireworks to celebrate Life Day and shit. It's fucking awesome.
So it's not just a Wookiee thing.
Well, they're doing it because of the fact that it's Star Wars and Christmas. That's their Christmas thing. You know how World of Warcraft used to do Christmas stuff or holiday stuff. So
back to what I was saying, like, I remember on N64 they had Shadows of the Empire.
Mm.
Excellent game. I think it was actually ahead of its time.
Yeah.
But then, as far as the action-adventure game goes, next one I recall them putting out was Force Unleashed.
Which was great.
The first one.
Yeah, the first one was great, yeah.
Now, the second one, gameplay, they had refined it. They put more moves in there, more combos. The story
was so bad.
Was terrible. I didn't even finish playing this game.
Well, Lucas actually apologized for it. The game itself actually came out and apologized for the quality of the Force Unleashed 2 storyline and said there will never be a Star Wars game made like that again. Like, he was like, because people were pissed, man. I know when I played through it, I'm like, the Rom Coda.
What, are you going to go to Dagobah or something?
And the next thing we do.
Dagobah.
Yeah, he does that. He literally does that. And the next thing I know, I'm on fucking Dagobah. And I'm like, I'm going through the swamp picking up all. It was basically a Datacron fest is what it was. Like, they just had Datacrons everywhere for you to level up with before the final fight. So you go there, and you're picking up these Datacrons. You go over to Yoda's hut, and he comes out, and he goes, go to the Cave of Wonders, blah, blah, blah. And you go to the cave.
Hey, the cave's right over there.
Yeah, you go to the cave, you face your fear or whatever, then he comes back out, and Yoda sends him on his merry fucking way. Now, what? You're gonna tell me Yoda didn't realize he had an immense fucking power and there was a struggle between the light and the dark going on with this guy? And you're going to tell me that Yoda encountering this guy wouldn't have been like, well, shit, let me complete his training and maybe we'll have another Jedi to go after, you know, the Empire. Yoda just lets him hop back in the fucking ship and take off like Yoda's the tour guide for the fucking cave. Like,
and that's what I was saying, bro. But why? Why would they do that?
It was retarded. It made no sense.
Shadows of the Empire, all they did was they took the parts in the book where Dash Rendar basically wasn't physically there.
Right.
Where he was off doing his Dash Rendar thing. And blah, there you go. Levels.
Yeah.
But with this Force Unleashed too, like,
Yeah.
I just hope this next one, the one that's got a mature rating, what's it called?
Oh, Star Wars 1313, man, 1313, where you're the bounty hunter.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I saw some footage from that.
It looks amazing.
Looks incredible. I can't wait.
Yeah. Well, you remember, man, like, there was really good Star Wars games, especially on the Xbox. Remember, you had Jedi Outcast.
They had Bounty Hunter.
Yep, and they also had Jedi Academy, which was fantastic, and they had that multiplayer.
Oh, that's the one that you were playing multiplayer on.
Mm-hmm. The dueling and the multiplayer with lightsabers.
That was
a fucking
cool.
Badass game, dude. That game was badass.
Force push them.
Yeah. Game was badass, man. Yeah. It was badass. You know what game really let me down as far as Star Wars was concerned? Tera Kasai.
Oh, that was
the fighting game? Yeah, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was so god awful, man. So god awful.
Masters of the Tera Kasai.
Yeah, Masters of the Tera Kasai, yeah.
I heard there was a move that. Was it Vader or Luke did? One of the two of them, you could just spam the hell out of that and win every single match.
You probably could, but it was almost unfucking playable anyway. Like, it was really bad. Like, it was almost broken. It was so bad. Yeah.
That was around the time that they were experimenting with 3D models in fighting situations.
And right.
I don't know how Star Wars got wrapped up in that.
Well, see, we've also got to wonder what the future of LucasArts is at this point because of the Disney buyout.
Well, Disney Interactive, they've done a crapload of games.
Oh, I know. Well, they've got the money to prop LucasArts up because they were doing bad.
I'll be honest, their games aren't that bad. It's just they're aimed for an audience that's way younger than myself, and
I'm
not going to put forth the capital to play those games.
No. Well, also, starting next year, Dark Horse is no longer doing, or not next year, I think it's 2014, they're no longer doing the Star Wars comics. I mean, I'm pretty sure they're not going to be because their contract is up and Disney now owns Star Wars, who also owns Marvel, so they're going back to Marvel. Which I'm a little concerned about because I'm sorry, but Dark Horse has really been an amazing company for Star Wars to be a part of.
They've had very mature titles.
Right. Right. Like Star Wars Legacy.
Yeah.
Arguably the most mature Star Wars thing ever.
Well, Marvel also has come a long way as far as
their content.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. But, man, we went way out of Christmas off the Life Day shit, huh?
Yeah. Hey, don't bring up Star Wars around me.
I know, me too, man. We go off on a tangent. Yeah, yeah. So, here's the thing. What do you think about sex on Christmas?
I'm all for it. Not
right?
With you,
obviously. No. I mean, obviously, like, hey, buddy, what's up? Hey, buddy. What a blow me on Christmas.
Okay.
Come on, wrap my present. It's my dick in a box. No, but I mean, like, you know, just, like, if you're with your girl or whatever like that, I mean, I know family things have to happen, but if you have a girlfriend or a wife, like, sex, man. Like, on Christmas, do you tame it up a little bit, or do you go full bore, like, underneath the tree, and then the wrapping paper's all over the place after you've already opened?
Realistically, unless you're blowing off the family and just doing your own Christmas.
Right.
Maybe the quickie while you're getting ready to go to family.
What if you're staying over at the in-laws' house? Do you
fuck? Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Right.
I mean, if you're that close to your girl that you're having sex or whatever. Hopefully the fam.
Well, how fucked up?
Understands.
How fucked up would it be if they actually hear you guys, like in the other room, like mom and her mom and dad, like hear you in the other room, and all of a sudden, like you start hearing something like a little bit louder, and it's like they're trying to have a fucking, like, you know, who can get the loudest, and all of a sudden you're competing with her parents, like, and you're both fucking on either side of the wall.
I wouldn't mind that one bit. I know my parents, I wouldn't have that problem. They wouldn't be doing the whole competing thing. They'd probably hear it and be like, look, you need to stop.
Wouldn't that be a little bit weird, though, at the breakfast table?
That would be the worst. Oh, at the breakfast table? Yeah. I'd get a high five from my pops. Yeah. He'd be like, hey.
Well, not from your pops. You're at the in-laws' house.
At the in-laws?
Yeah. You walk up. He's got to eat. It, you know, Pops hands you the cup of coffee, and you just go, nice job, old bean. Nice job. Full marks. Get all Sean Connery on him. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Last night, in the spare bedroom, your daughter's pussy galore. All in my face. Christ. I pulled my head up and looked like a glazed donut. And then she got cream filled.
Oh yeah, I love the cream pies.
Yeah.
Love them cream pies.
You know, you ever seen like the porn where the guy's like fucking the shit out of the chick, he cream pies, and then her girlfriend starts eating it out of her twat?
Yeah.
You know. I just some people, I think, may, get, like, super off on that, like, but, like, when I'm watching it, to me, it's just like,
don't do that. Yeah. Wait, no. See, I get it. You know, the two of you with him, that's hot. Cream pie, I get it.
Yeah, but
You don't have to, no, sweetheart, don't eat that.
Yeah, but, like, in the, but in the heat of the moment, is it cool to, like, would you, like, think that was cool at some point? I mean, you're fucking two bitches at the same time.
That's super hot. Giving one of the cream pie, that's hot. You know, maybe you splash it on their face. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
But watching that one lap it off the other one, I'd tell her, look, we ain't kissing.
Well, no. You can kiss the one that you came in, though.
Of course.
Unless she starts making out with a chick and swirling your cum back and forth between the two of them. That's pretty hot.
Yeah.
It's pretty hot. It's like all slobbering down their chin and shit.
Y'all want some more? Yeah. You look starved.
I can whip up another batch.
Come famished?
Yeah. I'd be like, I hope you come famished. Because I got a full load in my balls. I've been holding for 3 days.
3 long days.
Well, you know, my favorite, though, is when the guy's like cream pies the chick's ass. And then, like, he pulls out and whatever, and, like, she's got her ass up in the air, and she starts farting to come out.
I saw one where she did that in a pool. And they
farted to come into the pool?
She was in the pool, and she's all hot and whatever. So, some dude had already done the cream pie before she even went in the pool. She's holding it.
In the pool. And she farted out inside the pool.
She does this little number where she, like, kind of bends over with her ass towards the camera.
Under the water?
And she peels her bikini bottom to the side.
Yeah. Oh, and cum bubbles come up?
It's not bubbles, dude. It's just straight up cum, and it's just like
on the surface,
you know, floating. Doing its little cum thing. The
Did
way
they have
it reacts
a camera under the water to watch it go up.
Yes,
that's what I'm talking about. Now that's good cinematography.
That's good. But then she kind of swum around, and she's smiling at the camera, whatever. And then she starts bobbing for the cum that came out of her ass. She's just eating it up
from the pool.
Yeah.
Well, them bitches get paid, huh? Because, yo.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, yo, I hope this woman got paid.
What's that conversation like in the contract negotiations? Like, so what are you comfortable with? You know, like.
Oh, anything. Now, look, you can't say anything because.
Yeah, no. You can't say
anything.
Opening yourself up to some bullshit.
You obviously haven't seen what's out there.
Yeah. Pandora's fucking hot box. Yeah. You know,
preferably
but like,
shaven.
She's like, would you be willing to fart come out of your ass underwater in the pool, and then once it floats to the surface, suck it back in? Yeah, I'd be down for that. You know, like,
well, I don't know how much you pay me.
Yeah. Like, man, they gotta get paid, man. God, to be getting.
And she was hot too. Man.
Well,
she was gorgeous.
That's par for the course. I mean, you know, have you ever watched?
I don't know. I've seen some porns with some busted. Yeah,
well,
broads.
That's true. Have you ever watched some Christmas porn, man?
With the Santa hat?
Well, just yeah, like any
and
of that
the,
shit,
and the elf stocking.
Yeah, I saw
bell shoes.
I saw a vivid one where like Santa Claus was in like that the workshop and the elves were all working and he's like, "You ladies have been working so." Why don't you take a break and enjoy some milk and cookies on Santa's lap. Ho, ho, ho. And they were like, okay, Santa. And they all saunter over there looking all fucking sexy and shit.
Are they wiping their brow because they're tired? Yeah.
And they sit on his lap, and one of them, like, wiggles in close and puts their tits in his face, and he's motorboating them and shit.
Yeah.
And then one of them, like, is bouncing on his lap, and she goes, oh, Santa, what's this? And he's like, oh, it's your present. He's like, pull my pants down and see what Santa's got for you. And she pulls them down, and she goes,
a smile.
Yeah. She's like, oh, my. And they've actually got, like, a little tuft of fake gray pubes, like, stuck to
his... No, they don't.
Right, yeah.
Oh.
So she's like, she gets down on it and starts swirling with the hand movements and, like, getting down on it. And, like... She's got this super red lipstick on, but it's got white, like, swirled through it. So when she gets done, like, sucking on his cock, it looks like a fucking candy cane. And then the other girl, she's like, oh, my. She's like, don't eat all the candy before I get some. And so she goes, we can share. And they hop down. And,
oh, whoa, whoa, yes. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And Santa's like, oh, leaning back and shit.
Oh, he stayed in character?
Yeah. Oh, he stayed in character, man. And like, oh, man, he fucked them elves in the ass, all kinds of sideways and shit. Had them
he stayed in their character.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Had one bent over the sleigh and shit like that. The only thing I wish they would have had is like a reindeer fucking one of the chicks, you know? Like, that would have been hot. Even if it was just a guy in a reindeer costume.
I don't know if Vivid does the,
No, not bestiality, but like a guy in a reindeer costume, you know? Like, mountainer. Like a furry
film.
Yeah,
like
film.
One of those... Furries, yeah. What do they call those parties?
It's furries. A furry party, yeah, man. There's some weird kinky people, man. They spend a lot of money on them costumes, too. Well,
I'd be willing to check one of those out. I'm just saying, that shit would
Well, you wouldn't know if the chick was ugly or not. It would just be a hole, so, like, why not?
Or even if they got, like, a...
But like, have you ever wanted to fuck a Pokemon? Come on down and stick your dick in a Pikachu. Here at the fur party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take it, Charmander. Take that shit.
Charmander, I choose you.
Yeah. Charmander saunters on over
that
there.
That tail is a flaming.
Yeah. Yeah, feel my Pokeballs slapping against you.
This one's going to catch you. It's a Master Ball.
Yeah. Look at all these fine-ass Pokemon. I gotta fuck them all.
Pokemon!
Well, speaking of animals fucking and you know, well-endowed reindeer, we're gonna take a little pause right now, and we're gonna hear a little song about my favorite well-endowed reindeer.
You know Dasher, Pole Dancer, Naked Prancer, and Vixen. Come drop in Cupid, Sperm Donor, and Dixon. But do you recall the most well-endowed reindeer of all? Rudolph the Big Dick Reindeer had a very, very big schlong. And if you ever saw it, you would say, damn, it's long. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names, because they knew that Rudolph stuck it to the reindeer dames. Then one funky Christmas Eve, Mrs. Claus got real horny and said, hey, Rudolph, with your great big schlong, won't you tap this all night long? And then how the reindeer loved it as they shouted out with glee. Oh, Rudolph, you big dick bastard, Miss Claus gave you an STD. Now it burns when he pees. His nose ain't the only thing that's red. And then how the reindeer loved it, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph, you big dick bastard, Mrs. Claus gave you, Mrs. Claus gave you, she gave you an STD. Wrap that shit up, Rudolph.
Man, fucking Rudolph, man.
Woo. He's right up there with Kickstand.
Yeah, fuck it. Look out, ladies. Rudolph's coming. I wonder if it's like, you know, you can't let your wife go hanging out with the reindeer when she's on her period, like they can't do with the dolphins. Right? She's all walking around all ovulating or whatever, and the reindeer's like, We're gonna like to get some of that for the holidays. It's gonna be a long sleigh ride around this earth. Fella likes to put his something, put his dick in something nice and warm when it's this cold outside. It's a North Pole.
I got your North Pole.
Yeah, speaking of which.
It's a little down in the south right now, but
yeah,
it can travel.
Yeah, yeah. It can rise to the occasion. Oh, man. You know, I wish they would do, like, some new Christmas specials, but good ones. Like, good quality ones like they did back in the day. Like, the ones they have now always seem so fake and hokey and, like, ABC Family.
It's just something that they slap onto an already existing sitcom. They don't have, like
yeah, they it's basically...
It's like, okay, well, this sitcom's been around for, like, this past whole year.
We'll do
but,
a Christmas
like,
special.
Let's do a Christmas special.
Mm-hmm.
And it's doo-doo.
Actually, I got to show you the Big Bang Christmas special. I saved it on my DVR because...
You are totally about that show.
Oh, my God, dude. It's hilarious. They play D&D on Christmas Eve. And Leonard fucking makes a special Christmas D&D. And fucking Sheldon is pissed because he fucking doesn't like Christmas. It's hilarious, dude. It's really good.
I saw like one episode of that show. I don't know. I wasn't feeling it.
Oh, you'll feel it. Like, if you watch it, like, enough, like, I got all the seasons. And, dude, it's fucking hilarious, man. It's all nerdy geek shit, so I'm, like, all about it, dude. I'm just like...
Speaking of nerdy geek shit, you've got me watching that Doctor Who.
I love the Doctor fucking
Who. Let me tell you, I'm digging it. Like, I can watch it on my phone. I can watch it on my Xbox.
Yeah?
Because, well...
We got Netflix.
I love living our times.
I know, man.
I love it.
You know, and Netflix is fucking HD streaming when the stuff that isn't HD is fucking good.
Oh, yes.
They've got that shit looking nice, man. But I love me some Doctor Who, man. I'm all the way up to season 7 now. I'm almost caught up. So,
God damn.
Dude, I watch like an episode every day on break at work. So, like, I've caught the fuck up. Plus, I watch some at home.
I've seen like 4.
Yeah. But they're so good. And it gets better, dude. The storylines are just epic. The story arcs and stuff, and the characters you'll run into and whatever. We're going to get into a little in more in-depth on Doctor Who in an upcoming edition of Yeah, I Said It. We're going to talk with my buddy Dave, who is a Whovian, and he's all up on the Doctor Who.
Is that what they call themselves?
Yeah, Whovians. People that Whovians. Like Doctor Who are Whovians, yeah. And he knows way more shit than I do about it. Like, I watch the show, and I enjoy the show. Like, this motherfucker reads
the show behooves me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get it.
He reads the web blogs and all the fucking other shit about it. Like,
he gets into it.
Yeah. He's into it. So, he's very excited about doing a Doctor Who special here on Yeah, I Said It. So, keep watching so you can chime in with a bunch of tidbits and ask questions. Because this motherfucker, he knows him some Doctor Who. He's the reason why that comic book store has Doctor Who shit everywhere. Which is, seriously.
It really does.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of Doctor
Who. A lot of nice stuff, man. A lot of nice statues. They got a lot of the sonic screwdrivers and anything. Like, hey, man, last minute Christmas presents, man. Always head to Heroes Landing Comics, man. Get yourself some fucking comics, some statues. All right, I'm done blowing these guys. They get a shout out every once in a while. I love those guys, though.
Hey, they do have good stuff there, though.
Yeah, yeah. And really good prices, and they take care of their customers.
Like anytime you stop in for, like, a couple minutes... you're going to see new stuff around. Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, here we go.
You know, hey.
Having a nerd moment.
Right, man. You spend $20, and you can spend $20 real quick in a comic store, but you spend $20 and you get a free 20-ounce soda.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man. That's what, you know, I like to support local business. I've said that before, man. Especially during the holidays, man. Like, the holidays, fucking A, man. There's some serious money being spent right now, brother.
Who you tell?
Serious money being spent. So, you know, I can't even imagine. They're saying, like, 17, like, well, it wasn't 17 trillion, but it was a lot of fucking money. So, like,
if it's anywhere in the trillions, that's a lot of fucking money.
It's a lot. I mean, even in this down economy, people are just fucking loading up, man. Gonna put it on credit. And then I'm on forget it. Because people do that shit, man. Them bills come in, they're like, next, next. Did we get anything but bills? What the fuck? Yeah, last year's Christmas put you in the whole 20 grand, Jim. Damn, dude. Some people do it, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, but have you seen the lights on my house? Huh? Yeah, yeah.
They're like, you could see my house from space. And you probably could. Some of those houses, they said, you can't see from the International Space Station. They've said they've seen them. Yeah, yeah.
There's this house I saw. They they had this light going around the outside of their garage door.
Right.
And it was, like, pulsing. It looked cool. Like,
LEDs, too.
Like, there was a little part of it where the lights would go out,
mm-hmm.
and it would travel along the outside of the
and then it would just
the garage like door, and then it would start going back the other way, and then it would split in two.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it was crazy.
See, you know what? I'm the type of guy that would love to put up a lot of Christmas lights and stuff and make his house look nice, but I am too fucking lazy to get out there and do that shit.
Oh, dude, I've busted my ass falling off ladders and shit just trying to put some Christmas lights up. But you know what? It's all worth it when you're done and it looks good. Yeah, I put that up there.
Yeah, I know. It does look nice. And
but
it's very
seasonal. It doesn't stay up there.
It's
so
very
it's
festive,
like,
but I'm tempted to go the redneck route and leave them up year-round and just be like, come back. All right, did it work?
Hey, I saw people doing that in Cali. We didn't really have a whole lot of rednecks in Cali, so you go right on ahead and do it. Because why not?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying,
fuck
man.
Fuck them, that's why.
Yeah, it's prefab. Put it up once, it's good for a couple years. Until that one bulb fucking goes out. I'm the type of guy, I'll just buy a new fucking strand. I ain't going through a whole goddamn line of
and
bulbs.
And that's why every year we sell out of them, where
yeah.
I heard.
Yeah.
We got a huge shipment, like, yeah. early in December. That disappeared, like, in a week.
Mm.
And now people are like, why don't you have any? Because we sold them.
Because they're gone, brother.
What do you want me to do?
While supplies last.
Let me check. Reaching in the pocket, digging deep. Nothing.
Right. That's customer
no
service.
No
oh, man. Okay, so let me ask you a question. What is your favorite Christmas memory?
I would have to say when I got my pound puppy. I don't know how
really,
old
you had a pound puppy?
Yeah, I still got it.
Really cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, dude. His name's Cooler.
Cooler?
Yeah.
Nice.
He was the, I think it was the same one that was the leader of the pound puppies in the cartoon. All gray.
Yeah.
Except he didn't have the little black patch on his eye.
Damn.
It was
That's
this
cool.
all gray, black nose. That same year, I believe, my sisters, they each got a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yeah.
And that was when those were, like, impossible to find. So yeah, they were stoked. I was stoked. We were all stoked with our super soft
I had a Cabbage cows. Patch Kid, man.
They did?
Yeah. It was a baseball player. His name was Aaron Mitchell. Yeah,
gave
man.
A full fucking name. He just messed around.
No, his name was Aaron Mitchell, man. Straight up. That was on his little birth certificate. You know that Cabbage Patch Kids had birth certificates.
Oh, that's right. They were, like, adopted kids.
Yeah.
That you got from a Cabbage
yeah,
Patch.
But I could,
that was a whole...
But I could wear his little hat. Like, I could actually put it on my head. So I'd be walking
oh,
around
I bet
with his
you were
hat.
The best of buds.
Yeah, man.
That's
Me
awesome.
And my best friend. Yeah, dude, it was awesome.
Yeah, Cooler actually got he got torn open somehow. I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of shit
sucks.
Happens when you're a kid. You're running around. You got your best friend in your right hand. And oh, what happened?
Did you have a glowworm?
No.
Oh, dude, I had a glowworm.
I was very jealous of people that did have that, and that's a very sensitive subject for me, so I'll thank you to not. Never mentioned.
Well, you know what else? Like, you know what else I got? My dad got it for me though.
What?
Teddy Ruskin.
Oh, dude,
it was so awesome.
I didn't know how it worked. So yeah, my mom sewed cooler back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Master surgeon.
Your mom is crazy with fucking needles.
Oh yeah.
Bro. That didn't sound good.
No, it really didn't. No,
Your mom is crazy with them needles. She can find a vein.
Nah, she knits sweaters, socks. Actually, she's been very busy these past few months because she'll make stuff for people ahead of time for this time of year, for Christmas presents. And, dude, last year I got some socks. Seriously, the most comfortable
Handmade
socks.
Handmade socks.
Oh, yeah.
Crocheted or just sewn?
I think they were crocheted.
It's those comfy socks.
Oh, dude. It's like super thick yarn. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. They're like the best socks ever.
Yeah. We're dating ourselves right there.
Like, yeah.
Man, I love me a good pair of socks. Tell you what. All right. Well, I'll tell you my favorite Christmas memory.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
All right.
What's yours?
Well, Nintendo came out in what, 86 or 87?
I think it was 87.
I think it was 87. Okay. Christmas. 1987. I'm sitting there at the house, just relaxing. We're opening up presents, and you know, I'm like, "Oh, cool, Jack Jeffs." Like, I'm a Jeff. I'm like, look at this one box, man. And this is one box, and it's got my name on it. And I'm just like, "It's a pretty big box, you know." So you're a kid. You're like, "This is one or two things. This is either gonna be like some shoes and some clothes, and I'm gonna be pissed off, or this is something really cool."
Well, how is it positioned?
It was kind of like cockeyed on another present, you know what I'm saying? Kind of doing that whole...
So then it wasn't clothes, because the way clothes are folded normally... Yeah,
but you're a kid, you're not thinking flat about that crap.
Yeah, you're just dreading clothes.
So anyways, so my dad hands me the box. I start to open it up. Sadistic bastard had two sets of wrapping paper on it. So I get through the one and I'm like, there's more wrapping paper, and I'm get that shit all torn off, and I'm like that kid, man. I'm like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, it's a Nintendo, and it's got the gun and the pad and Super Mario and Duck Hunt. Oh my god!
Didn't it also have like track and field?
Track and field, yeah, track and field, and then like. He's like, well, open those two ones next to it. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I open them up, and I'm like, it's Contra. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Contra.
And Karate Kid. Oh, my God. Yeah, man. Contra and Karate Kid and fucking, I was going nuts, man. I couldn't wait to put it on that awesome 19-inch TV. It's fucking badass. 19-inch TV might as well have been a 60-inch TV, man, because that shit straight was like, up. Woo! I went nuts, man. That was the craziest. I
played the shit out of my Nintendo.
I still have my Nintendo, and it still works.
I still have my Super Nintendo. I haven't checked to see if it works.
You know, that's classic, dude. I would like to get a Super Nintendo. I got a GameCube now. I got a GameCube for free.
I got one, too, but it stays in my closet.
Yeah.
I've only got, like, two games for it. I got the Smash Brothers game that came out on it and Mario Kart.
Right on.
That's really all I need.
Now, what was your worst Christmas disappointment? Like, something you were really wanting to get, and then, like, it just didn't happen for you.
Nothing really? Other than like all the shit that I circled in the Sears catalog.
In the Sears catalog?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you circle in the Sears catalog?
Dude, they had tons of toys.
Oh, like, yeah.
It was like their warehouse inventory, not stuff that they carried like in the store. Because as a kid, when we went into Sears, it was boring.
Sears sucked.
It had nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No.
But then they release their holiday catalog, and it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. They don't have this on their shelves. They don't have Nintendo games on. Dude, they'd have, like, a picture of the box art for a game, and then a screenshot from it. As a kid, looking through it.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I was sitting there. I was analyzing every screenshot of every game. I was like, oh, that game looks so awesome. That one looks cool. I want that one. And that I was circling so many games. And just, of course, you know, every year my parents didn't have a money tree out back, so it didn't happen. You know, I wasn't really disappointed. I was just like,
I really wanted. Remember when Cross Colors came out? Those clothing.
Yeah.
And they had the Looney Tunes Cross Colors with the backwards pants, like crisscross and stuff, like Bugs Bunny and Taz. Dude, I so wanted like both of those different versions for Christmas, man. Like, I was all about it. I had my Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch tape in, and I was like, you know, ready for my Cross Color shirts with my Looney Tunes. Fucking A, man. I opened every damn present, and I got, like, a stupid sweater and some other fucking clothing, and I was like, no Cross Colors, man. I'm so weak, man. But I tell you what, I saved my allowance, and I went out and bought them some bitches. I went to the mall and got them, man. I was like, hell yeah. And then I think about it now, what the fuck, man? I wouldn't wear those shirts. That was, how the hell was that cool?
I don't know. Cross Colors, that, so glad it's gone.
You know what I'm glad's gone? 50-inch fucking JNCO pants. Yeah, we knew this guy in school, man. He used to have 50-inch wide JNCO fucking, yeah.
2-for-1.
Yeah. Looked like a goddamn Pentecostal wearing a skirt. You know what I mean? Some of those fashions that come in and they go out and you're like, wow, I'm happy to see that fucking go.
Oh, there was one day he wore this really fancy pair.
Yeah.
It was all white.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he...
We're outside in line. And that fucking seagull flew over and took a big green shit on his leg.
Huge. I mean, like, it hit right above his knee and spattered down towards his ankle.
And I saw it, and I was like, hey, dude, take a look at your fucking leg. He's like, what, bro? I'm like, no, dude, really, take a look at your leg, man. He's like, you got a huge fucking shit on your leg.
And his first reaction was to wipe. in a swooping motion from his left to his right with his right arm, splah,
and just smeared it
right across. That was the last time he wore those pants.
Yeah, so not only was it on his pants, but then that was all over his fucking arm and hand.
Yep.
Ah, you can't
laugh so hard.
Oh, yeah, dude. You can't paint a better moment than that. That's fucking great.
In high school, there was very rarely a day that went by that soda didn't come out of somebody's nose.
Oh, for sure.
Sitting at the lunch table, we'd get people laughing so hard.
Oh, it was good times, man. It was always a good time. Like, our table was definitely the loudest and most ruckus in the cafeteria when we sat in the cafeteria. Most of the time we sat out under the tree outside, man, unless the seniors were out there and then we couldn't sit there.
Yeah.
The seniors
are coming! Take shelter!
Yeah.
Like, run for the hills! Wedgies are incoming!
Yeah.
Coming in hot.
Yeah, wedgies coming in hot. Oh, yeah, fucking A, man. Okay, so, did you ever go Christmas caroling?
One year with my class in elementary school. I don't know what grade I was in.
Yeah.
But we went caroling to a McDonald's.
What? You caroled a fucking McDonald's?
Oh, yeah. People are buying their food and watching us sing, and then when we were done, order a small fries on the house.
Oh, nice,
yeah.
Man. Oh, so like McDonald's had you guys come there and like sing for the customers, basically.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they contacted the school and said, hey, we want kids in our lobby.
Back when I was younger and I still believed in the whole God and church deal, and I was in church, we had to go caroling in the choir and whatnot. And I fucking hated it because we never got to sing any of the fun Christmas songs. And it was always like, oh, holy night, this shit is fucking depressing, I'd like to go. You know, like, fucking A, man. I hated it.
Jesse, you're off key.
Yeah.
I don't think those lyrics aren't even on here.
You're like, you guys are pissing me off, you know.
I don't know what's coming out of that corner
like,
right there.
Yeah, I'd be like,
I'm watching you
like,
guys.
You're like, you know, you guys fall on your knees and I will fucking vacate. You're like, I just want to get the hell out of there, dude. Like, and then they'd be doing like, you know, doing the little drummer boy, and some guy in the back would be like beatboxing, like with the boom, boom, boom. You know, like the little drummer boy shit, and be like, I don't even know how that song goes anymore, to be honest with you.
I never cared. It was one of the slower, but we never did. Boring ones.
We never did Jingle Bells or Bell, fucking
Jingle Bell Rock.
The damn sure didn't do no Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle Bell we didn't rock. Do that. We I didn't do that. We didn't rock. Do fucking like, you know, It's a White Christmas. We didn't do that date rape one. You know, fucking
oh, the date rape one. Yeah, yeah, that's a classic.
You know which one I'm talking about?
No,
the one where the guy's like singing to the chick. And he's like, "Baby, it's cold outside."
Oh yeah, you know what? I never actually viewed that as.
Yo, one of the lyrics is literally like he's like, you know, listen to the fireplace roar. He's like, I'll pour you a drink, and she takes the drink, and then next year she's like, "Say what's in this drink?" You know, like, yeah, man.
And are like, you serious? She asked what's in the drink?
Yeah, man.
I gotta listen to that again.
She's like, "My mama will start to worry. My daddy will be pacing the floor." He's like, "Don't worry about that shit." She's like, "I really must go." And he's like, "I'm blocking the door." You know, like, it's like, fuck it.
The Continental.
Yeah. The Continental. And you know what's funny? Because, like, I was listening to the Tell 'Em Steve Dave Christmas special podcast, and one of them actually mentioned the Continental, and I laughed so hard. I was like, because it so is. Be like, stay. Have some champagne. Don't go. Wait. How come the mailman keeps giving me your mail? Wow, I don't know how that happens. You know?
He's lighting a cigar while watching the change in the bathroom.
Yeah, he goes into his little two-way mirror. Yeah. Oh, man.
Now that's what Saturday Night Live was good.
Oh, God, dude. Oh, wow. I can watch the best of Christopher Walken, and like, that's living. You know, like,
I think when that Keenan and Kel guy went to Saturday Night Live, he took the writing staff from Keenan and Kel with him.
Yeah, because, God, man, Saturday Night Live is terrible.
It's burp and fart jokes. They're not even good at imitating people anymore, no. Celebrities.
I don't think they even try anymore, really. Mm-mm. It's sad.
And they don't have, like, good established characters that they can bring out and do new skits with.
So when you were younger, how old were you when you realized Santa Claus was bullshit?
I didn't sleep. I was a nosy kid, man. I had my ear to the door. I could hear my parents, you know, moving stuff around.
So you caught on pretty early that this was, you know.
Yeah. I never really fully bought into it. Like, I understood where they were going with it, and I kind of played along, but I knew it was my parents that used their hard-earned money to buy those toys, and
I asked too many questions.
They worked hard to... You asked too many questions?
I asked too many questions.
Ah.
Well, because I'm like, we live in Florida. Santa comes down a chimney. I was like, how does he get into our house? And it was always like, well, Santa's got magic. And I'm like, that's bullshit.
I don't buy it.
I was like, what's the fuck is Santa doing? A B&E? Like, is he cracking a window and coming in? I'm like, what the fuck? And why are we leaving a guy milking cookies if he breaks into our house? He's like a reverse criminal, though, because he breaks in and puts shit there and doesn't take shit. Except for the milking cookies.
Yeah, but those are premeditated. That's left for him.
Yeah, but I asked way too many questions, and I was just like, I think I was probably like 6. And I was just like, you know what? I don't think Santa Claus is real. And, you know, Mom and Dad were like, of course he's real. He's as real as you and me, but he's only real if you believe. And I'm like,
I don't believe in you.
That sounds like bullshit, too. Like, if he's only real if I believe, well, if I don't believe, it kind of fucks up every other kid's fantasy, doesn't it? If I don't believe, Santa dies. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if I fucking don't believe anymore, why is this all resting on me?
That's some pressure.
Right? Why am I the chosen one to decide if Santa lives or dies? I can't take it, man. I feel like that was that kid's name, Tweak, on South Park. Yeah. I can't take it. Ah! Oh, man. Yeah, I remember being pretty upset about being lied to, though, like we were talking about. I remember, like, dude, like, what? Why? You know? And that's why I'm saying, like, I think it's better to just not let your kids believe in that shit. Just, you know, mommy and daddy get you these presents.
Nip that at the butt.
Yeah, and then let them fucking ruin other kids' Christmases at school. Yeah, they fucking hate you, man. The parents would hate you.
You know what, though? Some kids, when I was going to school, like, of course, on recess, right, after lunch, whatever, you're talking to them. Yeah, mm-hmm, little conversations. Some of these kids that believe in Santa, dude, they really, like, totally, fully believe. Like, I was telling them, I was,
oh,
like,
yeah.
So, you found out, right? And they're like, what? I'm like, Santa's not real. And they're like, no. No.
Yeah.
You know, he does exist, right? Like, I mean, he's just there. No, I'm sorry to break it to you. He doesn't.
Well,
out of control.
There's some scientist posted on the internet, like, the logistics of how fast Santa would have to be moving if he could actually do this. And it was literally like 1/100th of a second. He'd have to land on your roof, go down the chimney, put the presents down, eat the cookies, drink the milk, and be back up and flying in 1/100th of a second. Now, unless Santa's got a fucking TARDIS, this shit ain't working out for him. You know? Is Santa really a Time Lord?
Could be.
You know, I want to go to a Christmas party and put mistletoe on my belt buckle. Yeah. 'Tis the season. You don't need a reason. Oh, man. Well, listen.
'Tis the season. Lick my lolly.
Well, hey, everybody. You know, go spend time with your families. You know, think about those less fortunate that don't have all the cool shit you do. And then smile because you have it. And spend time with your families. And take joy and pleasure in that. And, you know, I wish you good health and good wealth. I'm sure this man next to me feels the same way.
Yeah, I suppose. Subscribe.
Emo bastard.
Subscribe.
Emo. You fucking turned to emo
no,
Christmas.
No, no, no. I agree with you. It's good to spend time with your family and just...
Yeah. And do whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, do what makes you happy. And
get drunk.
Yeah.
Smoke a joint.
Do it.
Sit by the fire. Conspire. Get all inspired and shit. Fuck on the bearskin rug. If you got one of those, because that would be fucking awesome in front of a fireplace. Right? After you get a fireplace, bearskin rug.
And it's going to have to either be a grizzly or...
Polar bear.
Polar bear,
for sure. Or black bear would be cool, though.
Black bear would be cool.
Anyways, what we're trying to say is...
It's got
to
be a big one, though.
Yeah.
I mean, like, fucking massive.
Merry motherfucking Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you.
Happy Merry Hanukkah. Christmas to you. Fuck Kwanzaa, because that's a bullshit holiday. It is a bullshit holiday. It is a bullshit. You tell me one black person you know that celebrates Kwanzaa. One. Tell me one.
I can't. I don't know any.
Bill Cosby don't celebrate Kwanzaa. And that was a Huxtables motherfucker.
That's a black motherfucker right there.
Yeah.
That man is very black.
There's not one motherfucker. Whoopi Goldberg might be the only bitch that celebrates Kwanzaa. And I don't even think she celebrates it. They ripped off Christmas and Hanukkah. They put them all to fucking together. They gave them a goddamn black, red, and yellow fucking menorah.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. That's part of the holiday. It's a bullshit holiday. I'm telling you, Hallmark.
I'm going to have to wiki.
Hallmark made that shit up. Look it up. It's only been around since 19, like, I don't remember. Like, it's in the 20th century.
First time I heard of it, I was, I believe, like, in the 5th grade.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's Kwanzaa?
Nobody knows.
Really, nobody did know.
No, nobody know. Look, I'm sorry, everybody. Like, but all the black people I know are Christian.
Tell you what.
100%.
Does it make them happy? When they celebrate it. Does it make them happy?
I don't think anybody is celebrating it, though. Who is celebrating? I want to know.
There's probably like a couple people
if any
that
of
feel
you
very
fuckers,
alienated right
If any
now.
Of you fuckers out there celebrate Kwanzaa, I want you to send me some hate mail. to my email address. I want you to send me some shit, some facts about it, and why you celebrate it, because I don't know one motherfucker that celebrates Kwanzaa. Not one.
I don't know any, but they've got to if they got the cards and everything, right?
Here's there's what we're gonna somebody here's out what we're gonna do. We're gonna do a YouTube survey. That's it, right now. Not right now, but like when we get done with this.
I was like, I don't know, man. I gotta get driving.
I'm gonna get on YouTube and I'm going to ask America how many of you celebrate Kwanzaa and then comment underneath. I wanna know. Because I think it's
I'm actually curious as to what they do for Kwanzaa.
I don't know.
Like, what are their traditions? Do they have a barbecue?
Just call it Life Day. Do they have a barbecue? That's kind of racist.
Oh, I didn't even realize. No. You know what I mean by
Yes, sir. We're the barbecuing us up some ribs.
Wow.
We're going to have cornbread and watermelon.
You're catching it early. And, you know, some of that email would actually be sent to me.
Yeah, directed at you, sir.
Oh.
Well,
no, what I meant was like, you know, do they get family together and cook a lot of food and enjoy the food? And my family happens to have barbecues a lot, so fuck. I said barbecue.
Somebody's feeling the white guilt.
I'm not even white.
Well.
Hey, fuck them.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
You have a barbecue?
Fuck you. Well, happy Kwanzaa anyway. Oh, happy Hanukkah. Festival of lights. It crazy nights. And Merry motherfucking Christmas, everybody. Have a great one and enjoy it. And cornhole your sister. That's, yeah, I said it. Merry Christmas.
Peace.
There.